From a recording made in the late 30s, here is a portion of one of the 1,000 radio dramas presented by Guy Hedlund and his group.
And Company. Good afternoon, matinee friends. This is St. Patrick's Day, and in honor of the occasion, we bring you a story written especially for this program. The title is The Man Who Could Fly. And it's from the pen of John Pullen, a rising young Hartford author.
Calling.
Is Springfield ready?
No!
Is Hartford ready?
No!
And make way for the Quiz of Two Cities, presented by Listerine Toothpaste. Another fast and furious quiz session between Springfield and Hartford. The last week, Springfield added another solid win to their season's total, and right now our big scoreboard reads 56 wins for Springfield, 51 wins for Hartford, with 7 ties. And ready to introduce his Springfield team is that never-lost-for-words fella, Turner Cook.
And thanks, folks, and greetings from the broadcast lounge of the Hotel Sheraton, Springfield. Bruce Kern, I've got a never-lost-the-right-answer team tonight, representing the Boy Scouts organization here in Springfield. Wait till you hear it.
Okay, Cookie. Now, George Bowen Hartford, what have you got to say?
Hi, Quiz fans!
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a Class A applause from the Boy Scouts in our audience here tonight. And they give that only for a Class A thing. They didn't mean that for me. That was for our team tonight, I know. And greetings to you, Bruce, too. Might just as well say hello to Cookie now, because after my team from the Charter Oak House of Boy Scouts of America gets finished, oh, I'm sure he'll be talking to me. He'll be so mad.
Next week at the same time, we shall bring you another half hour of music by the Coast Guard Academy Band, conducted by Charles W. Messer, playing from the Coast Guard Academy at New London, Connecticut. And more stories of the Coast Guard in training and in action on our far-flung battlefront. This program is sent by International Shortwave to our men in the armed forces. This is Seaman Second Class Bob Tyrrell speaking. On behalf of Rear Admiral James Price, we invite you to join us 1 week from today in our victorious march forward with the United States Coast Guard on parade.
Songs from New England colleges.
Let the guard march here for our house, for the courage of the hill, for the war and the death of the world, and the glory of sons who love her. Give a loud with the wind.
Men of Dartmouth. The Dartmouth Glee Club sings the Dartmouth alma mater to begin another in the current series of concerts brought to you each Sunday at this time by Monsanto of Boston, part of the worldwide Monsanto Chemical Company. Today, from Webster Hall on the Dartmouth campus in Hanover, New Hampshire, Paul R. Elmer Zeller directs the Dartmouth Glee Club in a program which includes several college songs popular here in New England. Now one of the finest and best-known songs on the Dartmouth campus. Leslie Richard of Portland, Maine is the baritone soloist as we hear the famous Hanover Winter Song.
WTIC do mean the sound of service. This is John Stevens speaking for Dick Bertel. This is WTIC at 50.
Of the late and great Igor Stravinsky, and we are in the last 18 minutes of our 50th anniversary celebration. We'll be celebrating it, of course, for many days to come with our trivia contest quiz, but as far as the music that you requested most, we'll be featuring that in these remaining 18 minutes.
NBC News with many happy returns of the day to WTIC Radio on its 50th anniversary.
Thank you, Don. And technically speaking, we've just about run out of time for our 50th birthday, but as we said, we'll be celebrating it for many, many more days, weeks, months, and years to come. We'll be talking about this day, I'll tell you. I'll be talking a lot about the luncheon throughout the early morning hours, so I hope you'll stick around for that. A few more trivia contest questions. And let's officially call of the day right now with the late Judy Holliday.
Party's over. It's time to call it a day.
It is all over, because in just 1 minute, we shall be 50 years and one day old here on WTIC, and I'll be talking about that a little bit more, with more music and things, right up until 5 o'clock in the morning, on the 11th day of February, 4th, 1975.
Paul Sutton here for the Vacationing Art Johnson, along with engineer Dan Maruschak. Please stay tuned, won't you, for 5 minutes of late news, followed by regional and local news, and then more music and things on the other side of the day. From 1080 Radio, WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut.